This is Dr. Mejia, the chief of the patient, Robert Wells, medical records 151-801, that was 37-1961, referenization, Dr. Jennifer Lynn, procedure performed, EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, status was November 2nd, 2022, indication dysphagia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, a chest string, number 3, esophagitis, LA class C, next number, mild gastritis, next number, nodularity of the duodenum ball, paraparagraph. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum, complication, non-immediately medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, paraparagraph. Please add to secondary procedures, biopsy, esophageal dilation, paraparagraph. All procedures for EGD template, paraparagraph findings, otopharynx appearnoma, paraparagraph esophagus, there's a regimen erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with a class C esophagitis, pure biopsy taken, pure paragraph, there is a chest kiss ring, biopsy taken, period. There's a small hiatal hernia present, pure paragraph, there's not. There's my ethema of the antrum body biopsy taken radish pylori, pure paragraph. There's nodularity of the duodenum above biopsy taken, pure paragraph. Second portion of the duodenum appear normal, pure paragraph. Please, on the chest X-ray, dilation was performed with CRE balloons from 12 to 15 millimeters, pure paragraph. Biopsies were taken from mid, proximal, and distal esophagus or eosinophilic esophagitis, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2 and 3, fluid measures, number 3, abort ENSES, number 4, monitor clinical, next number, we'll start the patient on protonics, follow Megan's PO BID, next number, patient will need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks for re-evaluation and possible further esophageal dilation, paraparagraph. Patient is to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. End of dictations.